Welcome to Body Sculpt of New York, 6 weeks to fitness podcast, where we hope to inform, motivate, encourage, and inspire you towards living a healthier lifestyle. And now, here's your host, the president of Body Sculpt of New York, Vince Ferguson.
Hi, I'm Vince Ferguson. Welcome to 6 weeks of Fitness, episode number 62. Thank you so much for tuning in. Now, in this episode, I will be joined by Golda Smith, a certified personal trainer, nutritional cleansing coach, curator of the Body, Mind, and Soul, and creator of the FitMommyBlog.com. During the interview, Golda will share her amazing journey from being tired, depressed, and suicidal to where she is today as the CEO of Golda International. Golda will share her fitness philosophy and how fitness truly saved her life. Golda will also discuss why she feels that every woman should wake up mad, motivated, and determined. Now remember the words of Maya Angelou, who said, "I've learned that people will forget what you said, people will forget what you did, but people will never forget how you made them feel." And now that's worth thinking about. Welcome back to 6 weeks of Fitness. Golda Smith is a certified personal trainer, curator of the Body, Mind, and Soul, and creator of Fit Mom Lifestyle Blog. Golda was tired, depressed, and suicidal, but since aligning with her passion, she has more energy now than ever before. She is stronger in her 40s than she was in her 20s, waking up every day with passion and purpose. Golda's goal is to inspire women to wake up every day MAD, which is an acronym for motivated and determined, to create the lives they desire and live in the healthiest body possible. I am pleased to have Golda Smith on our 6 weeks of Fitness podcast. Golda, how are you?
I am wonderful and blessed and so thankful to be invited to be on your podcast.
Ah, well, it is our pleasure to have you, that's for sure. Now, I know you were born in Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what was your childhood like?
Let's see. I am a first-generation American. My family and all my siblings were born in Guyana, which is in South America. And my father's side of the family is from Barbados. And so if anyone who's from Brooklyn knows that there is a large population of Caribbeans here.
Yes,
and so my childhood was, you know, basically quiet. I'm the youngest of my mom's children. I have a younger sister who was adopted, but, you know, although we are just a few months apart, we are like night and day, you know. So I always, growing up, I always kind of felt like an only child because my two older siblings are 16 and 19 years older than me.
How was that growing up?
Interesting. My brother, I know you're a military person yourself. My brother's ex-Navy. And
nice.
Yeah. And so he's retired now. But so he was away for most of my childhood growing up. But then there was my older sister who felt like a second mother.
Yes. Wow.
That was interesting.
Definitely. Were you very active as a child?
You know, we, unlike children today, we actually went outside and played, you know, running up and down the street and jumping rope and hopscotch and all of those things. In high school, I was on the track team. I was a cheerleader. After that, then I wasn't as active. You know, when I went away to college, I wasn't as active anymore. But I avoided the freshman 15.
Okay. Where did you go to college?
Clark Atlanta University.
Definitely. Yeah. What did you major in?
I started as a biology major and I graduated. I ended up graduating with a degree in chemistry.
Oh, nice, doctor. Nice. Okay, which is great. So what happened in your life that brought you to the point of being tired, depressed, and suicidal, Golda?
Growing up, I think, you know, I was always quiet. And I dark skin, you know, and back in those days it wasn't as you know, glorified as it is now, you know, the proudness to be beautiful and, you know,
Yes.
black and all that. It's wonderful now, but, you know, when I was growing up, I got teased a lot because of that, and just, you know, felt isolated. And so I just kind of grew up just very quiet into myself. And then as I got older, I think, you know, I was dealing with postpartum depression and really didn't know it at the time, after
Yes.
having, you know, one and then two children, and then the relationship with their dad, you know, fell apart. And so, you know, I was dealing with a lot. And yeah, that's it. That was it.
Yes. What kind of brought you out of that depression?
I started getting back into fitness. And honestly, I started because I couldn't afford therapy. And so working out became my therapy. You know, I wasn't privileged enough to, you know, just go lay on the couch and have someone analyze me and all that. And so I found that by working out, I remember reading or hearing something by Anthony Robbins, and he said, you know, if you want things to change, you have to take a radical, massive action. And so
yes.
for me, that was massive action. I found a fitness program that I thought was challenging enough, and I committed to doing it, and I did it, and it was hard, but it was exactly what I needed to kickstart, you know, those endorphins, and just started feeling good again and also challenging myself physically. And it was like the best thing that I did.
Exercise, fitness became like therapy to you.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I still find exercise as therapy to me, you know?
Mm-hmm.
In life, because we all have challenges.
Yeah.
And I think exercise is a way to lift your spirit, you know, not only your body, but your mind and spirit as well.
Yeah.
You know, and you feel so much better after working out.
Yeah. Definitely.
You know, there's nothing you can't do. So it really is inspirational. It's therapeutic. And it doesn't cost that much.
It doesn't. You know, just put on a pair of sneakers and go running, you know, or
just exactly.
help people find what moves you. Running isn't for everyone, but it could be dancing. It could be just jumping rope. It could be yoga, you know, whatever it is. There's something that you can do.
Oh, most definitely. Now, you're a trainer as well, Golda?
Yes. I was inspired to get my certification after I started working out in a gym, and I guess people would always comment on how intense my workouts were. They would like watch me and tell me afterwards how I was like, you know, inspiring them, and they were just, you know, curious as to know what I was doing. And the club manager asked me if I had considered becoming a personal trainer, and I had not at the time. But eventually I went for it. I did it, and I began training people.
Yes, of course, of course. And that, now that's one of your businesses. Is that your main business?
That is part of my main business. My main business is actually assisting people with, you know, what I think is probably the most important part, which is their nutrition. You know, it was funny because I always ask people, you know, whether when I'm working with them in the gym or outside of the gym, what do they want to accomplish? And the women always, like 99.9% of the time, always say they want a flat stomach and they want to, you know, tone up. And then I will ask them, well, what are you eating? And, you know, they get real quiet, or they insist
yes.
that they're eating very cleanly. But, you know, they really aren't. And so, you know, that's what we get into.
It's amazing how many people, they want the flat stomach, okay, mm-hmm. but they know they're not eating right for
yeah.
it, but yet they want you to tell them how to get a flat stomach.
Yeah.
Okay. Tell me, besides eating, what I need to do to get a flat stomach.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, come on. But, you know, that's how human nature, that's
delusional
how we are.
Delusional people are.
Yeah.
Delusional. So, you know, we we get into mindset, which is, you know, I think key to anything. But you know, I love to eat as well. I love pizza. I love chocolate, but everything in moderation.
Yes. Yeah. And that's the hardest thing for most people to understand, moderation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We usually go to the excess for so many things,
mm-hmm.
right?
And then they feel bad. And then
yes.
they repeat this vicious cycle. And it's
oh, most
not
definitely.
Fair. It's not fair to themselves. And so,
now, you created a company called Fit Mommy, correct?
My blog is called Fit Mommy Blog. And
okay,
so,
good. Explain that. Yes.
So Fit is an acronym for Focused Intentional Transformation. And
nice.
Thank you. And so, you know, we focus, you know, a lot on, again, mindset and just a healthy life balance. So it's not as much as I love physical fitness, it's a lot of, you know, spiritual fitness and, you know, emotional fitness and definitely nutrition as well. And so, I work with women on their goals, their health goals, and, you know, we just take it from that standpoint. You know, this is not a magic pill. There is no easy button. If that's what you're looking for, then I'm not the person that you need to work with. You know, I am the tough love person. So I don't just tell you what you want to hear, but what you need to hear.
There you go. What a difference.
Yes, absolutely.
So your training, does it incorporate weight training as well?
Yes, weight training. I like body weight training. And so, you know, a lot of women, when I ask them to do a push-up, and they kind of look at me like I'm crazy. And they say, oh, the girl push-ups. And I'm like, no, they're called modified push-ups. And so sometimes, you know, you just start where you are. And so, you know, I was telling them there's no shame in where you are. You start where you are with what you have and you do what you can. And we build
exactly.
up from there. You know, none of us, you know, you included, came out of the womb knowing how to do a pull-up. So, or, you know, a push-up for that fact, everything is learned. And so, if you just take your ego out of the equation, then this experience will be much more pleasant.
Wow, of course. So how much of this is the mind? Do you have to work with your client's mindset?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we do journaling. And so we keep a journal that logs how you're feeling, how much sleep you've gotten, how much water you're drinking, you know, what you're eating, what exercise you did today. And so we kind of cover all those bases. And so the mind, I would say, is probably like a good 80% of things. Because,
yes.
you know, what you say to yourself, especially silently, you know, what you think about yourself and what you say to yourself is much more important, much more uplifting, or could be the exact opposite, much more damaging than what other people will say or think about you.
So mind how you think.
Yes. Can't get away from yourself.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
You're always with you.
Yes, yes. So what exactly is your philosophy on health and fitness, Golda?
My philosophy on health and fitness, basically, this is your only body. It's your temple, and you have to respect it. And so, as much as I, you know, when I grew up eating Twinkies and cookies and, you know, chasing down an ice cream man, and
yes.
I still like to enjoy, you know, sweets and things like that, I'm much more conscious about the choices that I make to put inside my body. That's, you know, with food or with what I'm watching on TV or what books I choose to read, the music I choose to listen to. And so you have to put boundaries on those things, not to limit what you can do, but so that you can freely be who you know, everything that you were created to be.
Oh, most definitely.
So I hope that makes sense to your listeners.
Well, I would think so. They're pretty, you know, astute
okay.
when it comes to that.
Okay, good.
Now, I understand you're also involved with Isagenix.
Yes.
What is that? Explain what Isagenix is, my listeners.
Isagenix is a health and wellness company. It is part of the direct selling model, so you will never find us on, TV, radio commercials or anything like that. And our purpose is to create the healthiest people on the planet using the best quality ingredients on a planet. I will say that being involved with that company has been responsible for, the beginning of my journey, my transformation has been responsible for helping me to become the person that I am now. It helped me, using those products helped me to learn about portion control. Growing up in a Caribbean household, we eat rice all the time. Everything is covered in gravy. You eat
Yes.
stewed this, covered that, and you eat starch with starch with starch and maybe a little bit of protein. And I had to retrain my palate on how to eat, how to know when enough is enough, proper portions of my macronutrients, and all of those things. And so I started using Isagenix in December of 2010, and it's something that is part of my life now. I use the products every day, I share them with my children, and I even was named, we have a contest, a yearly contest called the Isobody Challenge. And 2 years ago, I was one of the finalists, not finalists, but honorable mentions.
Nice.
And so, for my transformation story. And so that was a great honor to be
Oh,
recognized
most
that way.
definitely. Yes,
And so,
definitely.
yeah, that's what I use to assist my clients in helping them reach their health goals and, learning to just love themselves enough to care about what they're putting into their bodies.
So you are a distributor of Isagenix products.
Absolutely.
Okay, great. Are they expensive?
Expensive is a relative term.
It sure
I
is.
say compared to what?
Yes,
If you ask a
exactly.
woman, is her weave expensive? And she'll be like, no, but
It's
she'll spend a couple thousand dollars on it. But
so true, so true. All right. Okay, it's all relative. It's all relative. But your health, you can't put a price on your health. That's
not at
relative.
all, not at all. Yet some people do.
Yes, they do. Yes. Now, you're also a proponent of essential oils. Okay, why and how do you use them?
It's again, these are essential oils that have been used since, biblical times. And I really love using them, especially all throughout the year, but this time of year coming up, and just as a measure to protect ourselves and keep my body and the kids' bodies healthy, nice and healthy, so no one's bringing up or passing around their cooties, their germs from school.
Yes.
Using them to clean our home, wash our putting a little bit of like lemon oil in the laundry to freshen up the load without the use of chemicals. It's just anything that I can do to provide a cleaner way of living, a more natural way of living, I am all for it.
Now you also provide social media services. Hey, what's this all about?
So when I started working from home, I, stayed home mom, a single parent and all that. I was looking for ways to really make my presence known online and learning how to do that. And I was mentoring with a very successful coach. And it was one of
Yes.
the classes that she offered. And there still is a big need for people who are skilled in providing social media services, because there are people who, really need to understand how to properly utilize, sites like Facebook, and now we have Periscope, and who knows what we'll have next week. And people are so burnt out by trying to do everything, trying to be everywhere. And so I was offering to manage those sites for people. for a nominal fee.
Really? Of course, of course.
Right.
Oh, yeah, not for free, you know, not for
so,
profit.
That was something that I am doing, you know, one other service. And so I've limited that aspect of my business, but definitely it's still there.
Excellent. But the, you know, your business is called
Business is Golda International.
That's what I want to get to. Golda,
right.
International.
Yeah.
All right. Now,
yes,
that's
you.
Pretty cool. And that that encompasses the isogenics,
mm-hmm.
the social
yes.
media,
yeah.
everything,
yeah.
right?
Yes. And just the fact that I have, you know,
nice.
I've reached clients across the globe.
Great. Do you counsel them via Skype?
Yeah, I love technology. So Skype, Periscope is something else that I utilize. So, you know, I'll invite people to work out with me. And so we'll do a quick cardio because, oh my goodness, can I just tell you one of my pet peeves?
Yes.
It's just watching people do the same workouts all the time and wondering why they're not getting any change. Any results. So I was just encouraged to do, you know, every week on my Facebook page, I always post a quick cardio workout. I call it lunchtime quickie. And so I'll post a workout that they can do in like 20 minutes or so that they don't need anything except their own body weight. And so, you know, I try to get people to understand that cardio is not limited to, you know, the treadmill or the elliptical machine. So for my cardio bunnies out there,
yes,
exactly. Make sure that we get creative.
exactly. So that's on your Facebook page. Okay, we're going to get to that. But what's next on your bucket list, though, Golda?
On my bucket list, I really just want to continue to expand, to reach more women, and to start traveling more, just doing what I'm doing, but traveling more.
Okay, great. Traveling as far as of other countries.
Yes, absolutely.
Right. And earlier I mentioned that you have this acronym MAD.
Mm-hmm.
And now motivation, determination. Now, do you feel that more women need to be motivated and determined?
Yes. Yes. And because, you know, oftentimes you'll read or I'll get messages that I inspire people and, or, you know, the reason why they're not doing something they don't need, they're not motivated, they need motivation. I'm like, you know, that comes from within. And somewhere, you know, you have to, you know, like earlier when I said I found this workout program and I just committed to doing it, I knew that there were going to be days when I would not want to do it because we all have those days.
Yes.
But I predetermined before I even started the program, I predetermined that when those days come, I would acknowledge the feelings, but I was going to get up and do the workout anyway. And sure enough, those days did come, but I didn't, you know, just give into it and say, okay, you know, forget it. I'm not going to work out today. I was like, okay, I knew it was going to come, but I already determined how I was going to handle it. And I got up and did it. And I think more people absolutely need to do that. They need to just take responsibility for their lives. If you don't like how you're showing up, then do something about it other than saying, I don't like it, or, you know, doing something self-destructive, like eating a sleeve of Oreos or, you know,
yes.
something that's not going to get you closer to the goals you say you want to achieve.
Exactly, but it's going to actually have the adverse effect and take you further away from your goal.
Exactly.
You know?
Yes.
So, that is so true. Now, can you give our listeners any, maybe one or two or three action steps they can implement today to improve
mm-hmm.
their health?
Well, one, you need to make a decision. You need to make a decision that, you know, what it is exactly that you want to achieve, you know, whatever it is. Two, you need to have a vision, you know, create the vision of what it is that you want, not based on what other people say you should want or should have, but what truly makes your heart sing, what makes you happy, you know, what lights your soul up. And three, Make it small. Just write down three small things that you can do right now. So let's say you want to start being consistent at eating healthier. One thing that you can do is you can start by adding in, start by setting a timer on your phone. This is something that I share with my clients. You know, they'll tell me, "Oh, I forgot to eat." Well, we have these smartphones for a lot more reasons than playing games. So open up your timer app, set some alarms that will, you know, buzz when it's time to eat. I still have my alarms on my phone. I know I've been doing it so long now that my body just knows, okay, it's time to eat something. So, you know, set an alarm on your phone. That's one thing you can do. Another thing you can do is go out and purchase some containers for your meals, so that when you prep them, you have them all set, so that when you're hungry, you're grabbing something that you've already prepared, portioned out, that's ready to go. And then the third thing that you can do is to reward yourself for, you know, reaching for accomplishing that small action. So at the end of the week, have yourself a treat meal. You know, it's not about deprivation. It's about it is about positive planning. And so I detest the term cheat meals. I really do. Now, some people really do have cheat meals, but I say if you are on track and on task in doing what it is you said you're going to do, then you absolutely deserve to treat yourself. And so make sure that while you are working diligently on becoming this better person, becoming this person that you want to be, that you also make sure that you are rewarding yourself for the steps taken. So don't look at how much further you have to go on this goal. Look at how far you've already come, and take it slow.
Ooh, very nice. Great advice. Great action steps. Thank you so much. That was great. Now, how can my listeners find out more about you, Golder, and how can they follow you on social media?
They can come to my blog at fitmommyblog.com. And my social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram is Golda A. Smith. So that's GoldaASmith.
Golda Smith, at Golda Smith.
Yes. So there are two A's in there.
Oh, okay. There's two A's and Golder A. Smith.
Yes, Golda A. Smith.
Got it. Got it. Perfect. Well, this is great. So, Golder, on behalf of Body Sculpt of New York and 6 Weeks of Fitness, I want to thank you for coming on our show.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you very much. And I actually just posted up there for, because I knew I was coming on here and I wanted to give something of value to the listeners, a report on the biggest mistake that women are making in the gym. So they can find that on my blog.
Now, is there anything else you want to share, though?
There's so much I can share. I'm not sure right now.
Well, we can always have you back.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Great. Now, to my listeners, I truly hope this program was informative, encouraging, and inspiring, and that you will continue to tune in to our 6 Weeks of Fitness podcast. And if you have any questions or comments, please leave them on my 6 Weeks of Fitness blog at www.6weeks.com or email me at vince@6weeks.com. Take care. Bye-bye.